Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card. At the end of your first year, they do it automatically and with no limit. So get used to hearing yes. Discover.com/yes. That card is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards. Okay, Ryan Hollins played for a lot of teams in his 10 years in the NBA. He's got a podcast called The Opinionated Seven Footers. He's celebrating an anniversary up north from Los Angeles. We're not giving you his location, but he seems to be in a good mood, and he's joining us now live. So, Ryan, when you go through a series, you've been in this series before as they ebb and they flow, and they go back and they go forth, and Milwaukee tends to start slow in a series. Phoenix tends to start hot in a series. After last night, Chris Paul looks worn down. Do you feel differently about this finals than you did a week ago?
You know what? Milwaukee surprised me, Colin, because it took game three of the NBA Finals for Bud to actually make an adjustment. You know, you played a little less of Lopez. Down the stretch, Giannis ball finally went away, and he was the screen setter, if we realize. So I actually enjoyed what Milwaukee did. They did their jobs. And ultimately, this isn't a good team on the offensive end. They're actually rather pedestrian. But you know what? They stayed within their identity. What is that? They defend, they rebound, and they beat you up. And they felt like this was a recipe for success to the point of cockiness and arrogance. But I saw the adjustments, putting the basketball in Chris Middleton's hands down the stretch. So it's kind of about time that they made an adjustment, but I love that within the adjustments from Bud, they never lost their DNA, and it paid off last night. And honestly, Colin, at home, you outwork the team. You grind, you scrap, you do all the little things. That's something that I had really revered the Suns for, and they beat the Suns at their own game because the Suns are a decent team on the offensive rebounding, their grittiness, the 50-50 ball in, but this was a dominant, physical performance from the Bucks, man.
Do you worry at all since the Bucks put Drew Holiday on Chris Paul, his numbers have eroded quickly. Do you worry that Chris looks old? Remember, he missed two games of the Clippers series, so he came into this series energized, rested, healthy, and he looks a little worn down. Do you worry about that?
Yeah, I do worry because I played with Chris in the playoffs. I was a teammate of his. And one day after practice, I went up to Chris and said, man, I think you're the best in the game. And honestly, today, I think he still is the best in the game at making pick and roll reads. And I said, Chris, what don't you like to see? He said, I hate it when the bigs are up at screens. I hate it when guys get physical with me. And the one thing that they realize is, hey, man, don't give any airspace to Chris Paul. Press him, get into him. Drew Holiday, do what you do. And at the screen, if you get stuck, come with high hands. It was killing me on the scouting reports to see Lopez in a drop, no pressure being put on Chris Paul. He plays much bigger than he is, but Chris still hates to see limp and athleticism on him, and that's what Drew Holiday had done. And I'll be honest, Colin, let's just call it what it is. There was a little home cooking on that whistle, you know, and that's what happens in the NBA playoffs, and that's where experience comes to play. And we got to realize, Chris is still a small guard. This is not a big, this is not a speedy small guard. He's a small guard.
You know, when you look at this series now, we're tied up. Next two of three are in Phoenix. I still like Phoenix. And one of the reasons I like him is Jay Crowder and Chris Paul are tremendous playoff free throw shooters. I do worry about Giannis late in games. And I think, I mean, Phoenix led by 7 last night with a few minutes to go. So I think these are going to be really close games down the stretch. And I do have my concerns about Milwaukee hitting free throws. So that, to me, is the tipping point. That's why I like Phoenix. Who do you like in this finals? And is there one thing that you really are going to lean into the rest of the way?
Man, I still like the Suns. And it's looking like, what's the difference? Home court advantage. Obviously, the Bucks finally made advancements. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If I'm Monty and I get back and watch film and I say, well, man, we shot 50% from the field. We moved the ball. Devin Booker had a good game. We knew that Devin would be a big difference. But my God, 17 offensive rebounds, 17 turnovers, Chris Paul. That is inexcusable. And the one thing I love about Monty's relationship with Chris is he can coach Chris. So I'm still going to lean on the Suns, even though both teams are inexperienced. And I love what Middleton has done. I love Middleton as the closer. But this is honestly, man, Milwaukee didn't play great, and they still won the game. But I think those 50-50 balls, and you spoke about Jay Crowder and Mikal Bridges, those 50-50 balls are going to be the difference, because if you can maintain the turnovers, limit the offensive rebounds, Milwaukee still struggles. And I think on the road, it's going to be tough. And I'm intrigued to see, like you said, is Giannis going to shoot the free throws well on the road? I don't necessarily have faith in it. I still lean towards the Suns, but hey, hats off to Milwaukee for doing their jobs.
What did you make? Let's shift gears to Team USA, bumpy against Nigeria and Australia, came back to beat Argentina. You know, these international teams, they play together for years. They have the same coach, same system, most of the same guys, because Australia doesn't have, you know, our deck of great players. Our guys, yeah. New team every year, often new coaches. Are you surprised they lost those exhibition games? Or is it the reality of the world's just better now?
Well, Colin, we don't have our guys. And, you know, it's funny. Some may say that there's a group of superstars on Team USA. And don't get me wrong here. Don't quote me wrong. I was barely a role player in the league. We've got one. I'm stingy with my superstar list. There's one superstar on that team, and his name is Kevin Durant. The guys, we just don't have an imposing, intimidating roster. And if you don't have the talent, it's not about the scoring. On the defensive end, there's nobody on that team that you fear on a scout report outside of Kevin Durant. There's nobody that's physically imposing. You know, when we lined up with LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, those were two-way players to each man to a position could stay in front of his man, and you had to think twice before making a move. And there's just no fear of the international stars or teams playing against our guys. And that's really the big matter there. It's not chemistry. I mean, shoot, go make some hustle points. Go get it off the rim. You know what I'm saying? We just don't have that guy. And I'll be honest, Colin, I don't know why we don't have a Dwight Howard on this team, a Carmelo Anthony. You know, Dwight Howard would be out there cleaning glass. If anything, he's still really, really good in his role at his age.
Yeah, no, we don't have a rim protector. We don't have a big, fierce rebounder as well. By the way, Kawhi Leonard, slight ACL tear. He could sign a one-year deal or a four-year deal. Do you believe he'll sign a four-year deal with the Clippers because of the injury?
You know what? Kawhi's an intriguing cat, man. When we think he's going to go left, he might go right. I think he may stay with the one-year deal. I think he just knows his value at this point. It really would not surprise me. And, Colin, we spoke about this. The Clippers invested everything into Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has the Clippers at bay still. Why do I say that? You trade away your whole future. You locked into Paul George. You trade away Lou. You get rid of Trez. You get rid of Doc, for goodness sake. You move forward. So now this is Kawhi's team. They're locked in. But you know what a one-year deal does? I was speaking to, you know, some of LeBron's representation, and I'm not going to say who, but it was like, hey, why does LeBron keep doing these one-year deals, these one-and-ones? Because guess what? As a player, it's the smart move to do, a player of his caliber, because now you have control over the organization, because they've got to be on pins and needles whether you want to leave or stay or leave or stay. They've got to treat you right. So a one-and-one or two-year deal, maybe three somewhere in between, would not surprise me. But as a superstar, the magnitude of Kawhi Leonard, and by the way, ACL injury, he'll bounce back from the ACL injury and be just fine. He's going to load manage the same way he load managed the last year and the year before that. I think he's going to do a one-year or two-year deal to maintain power.
Ryan Hollins, enjoy your anniversary. We always appreciate you stopping by, my man. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. All right, Joy.
Usually, like, Anthony Davis needed to sign a long-term deal, but I don't think the Lakers love it. They're tied to him for 5 years. So Kawhi Leonard is really – nobody really knows. I mean, doesn't have your traditional agent. Traditional agents leak news. I mean, through the years, I can call an agent and get information, say, hey, I won't go public. Can you give me information? Well, he doesn't run through the channels that everybody else does. So Kawhi is always a total mystery.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You know, everybody has their own wellness routine, their own approach to a healthy lifestyle. A lot of the most successful ones include herbs like ginger root, ashwagandha, and so many others. Nature's Way has been sourcing herbs like those for over 50 years. They understand that nature is the ultimate problem solver, so they're dedicated to providing plant-powered formulas to help people live healthier lives. Their herbs can support your health in so many ways. For instance, ginger root and slippery elm bark have both been used for centuries all over the world. Ginger root has traditionally been used to soothe occasional digestive upset, and slippery elm bark to soothe the GI tract. St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support, which is something we can all use in our modern life. I mean, these herbs come from all over the world, but Nature's Way knows where the best ones grow. They test for potency in their state-of-the-art lab, and their scientists are experts in all things herbs. What's on the label is what's in your bottle, and what's in your bottle are the best herbs around. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Devin Booker sure put that Game 3 behind him. Had 42 points last night in the Suns' Game 4 loss to the Bucks. Also had quite a bit of fouls. I think he actually fouled out himself on the court.
Yes.
But he said he doesn't care about his personal stats because his team didn't win the game.
Doesn't matter at all. You know, I said that after last game too. When I struggled shooting it, the main objective is to win the game. So anything that goes on throughout the game, it doesn't matter for real.
I've come around to the suits as well. I think it looks very serious.
I like his suits.
Yeah.
I think he's very, very stately, very mature. It's business-like for me.
I also like what he said. It's true. It doesn't matter. I mean, it sucks that it doesn't matter because it was an unbelievable performance.
It'll go on your career stat page, which is...
I mean, we'll remember that he bounced back from that game.
Yeah.
When the story of this series is told.
And he's had a bunch of 40-point games, so there'll probably be a point
in his... Yeah, I think he's had three.
Yeah, there'll be a point in his career if he has 25 40-point games. It'll be historic, but... That's more of a long-term thing. Like, he doesn't care now, but there'll be a point when you go, man, I had 32 40-point games, and it's most ever. And he's lucky. His game fits the current system. It's a free game with a lot of space, handles the ball well, creates his own shot, good mid-range. He's a special player.
I also like that he had the, mental fortitude to overcome a bad game in the middle of a series. He's going to forget about Game 3 and move on, and he did. He's set the record for most points scored in a player's first NBA postseason.
What I like about him? It's workmanlike. He comes to the arena, well-dressed, well-appointed, serious plays. It's all about winning. Good teammate, goes home. Like, he's a grown-up. This is a profession. It's a business. He keeps refining his game. He's better every year.
He's someone who cares about being great.
He's a professional basketball player. It's a real job. It's not a hobby.
Yeah.
He treats it like he's a professional. He works on his game. It's masonry. He lays the bricks. He gets better. The house is stronger. He even dresses like I'm here for business. He almost looks like an accountant. It's not flashy. It's like, I am here.
He'll be flashy during the regular season, but I think he's taking a different approach to the postseason, and I like it.
I like athletes who do that.
He could have used a little more help. Jay Crowder was the closest to him with 15 points. DeAndre Ayton had 6. Chris Paul had 10 points and 5 turnovers.
Jay Crowder does a lot of stuff beyond shooting. I thought Jay played pretty well. He just couldn't hit a shot, but Jay does a lot.
If I'm a championship contender, I want Jay Crowder on my team.
Yeah,
I just think he's such an undervalued player.
Yeah, does a lot for you beyond hitting buckets.
So the Suns are favored by 3.5 in Game 5, which is Saturday, according to Fox Bet. I'm with you. I thought this was going to be a long series anyway. And as you said earlier, everyone overreacts game to game through the first 4 games of the series. Like, Milwaukee won the games they're supposed to win. Suns won the games they're supposed to win. And now the series really starts. Like, now we get into the action.
If you told me Chris Paul Saturday night had 17 points, 11 assists, 2 turnovers, and shot 55%, I wouldn't need to know anything else. I'd say Phoenix wins.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if Chris Paul maintains a B-plus level of play, then they're fine. But Drew Holiday has made that a real challenge. So now remember, everybody complains about officials. You know, Phoenix will get the home whistle.
Right.
So Drew Holiday's too close.
Yeah, I don't think that Booker is going to foul out the next game.
Yeah, and if Drew Holiday's too close to Chris, you know, because Monty Williams is going to be on that. He's all over Chris.
Yeah.
They let that happen in Milwaukee. So the first game, you know, in Phoenix, Chris had a little more, he got a little more whistle. He did not in Milwaukee.
So Tom Brady found himself in a pretty perfect situation in Tampa after he left New England. The organization has been very open about giving Brady a heads up about what's going on with the team, who they're going to draft. So they also let him have a lot of say. And Adam Schefter believes that what Brady has now is what prompted players like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson to be more vocal about their situations.
There's Tom envy across the league. I want to bring in who I want a voice. I want to say, I want the respect and love that Tampa has shown Tom Brady. And I want that championship. And I want to do it my way.
I don't think there's any question this is true. There's no question it's true.
It is true. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the leader and you're expected to go out and win the game, which is what we expect of Russell Wilson and what we expect of Tom Brady and what we expect of Aaron Rodgers, then you should have a say. I don't think they're asking to be GM. And I don't think that Tom Brady actually asks for that many things. I don't think Tom is in there like, we want this guy, we want that guy, sign this guy, pay this guy, that guy. I think his input is solicited and it is valued. And that has value.
Well, I mean, the one thing Tampa needed, if you recall, when they signed, was a right tackle. And they got Tristan Wirfs. And that, take everything else away, our only question about Tampa was, that offensive line is not great at tackle, which asks Patrick Mahomes, that's a tough space to be in. Once they got the Tristan Wirfs down, it was all icing. We knew the defense had been good.
Right.
So, like, to me, the Tom's asks were, after the right tackle was solved, it was sort of like, you know, Leonard Fournette would be he's a veteran guy. I don't think Tom was asking for big stuff. I mean, Gronk is
who added value.
But I
Antonio
think,
Brown, who wouldn't have worked anywhere else.
But they didn't pay Antonio Brown anything.
Didn't pay him, and he added value, and he made it work. So, like, everyone will hear this and be like, oh, it was going to be a monsoon of everyone asking for whatever they want. Like, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are first ballot Hall of Famers who are both Super Bowl winners. Aaron Rodgers has 3 league MVPs.
Yeah.
We're not talking about some rookie that just rolled into the league.
Right.
Keep some perspective on the situation.
Yeah.
It's not unfair that they see what Tom Brady did, what Tom Brady asked for, which, by the way, worked out. It's not like Tom Brady asked for these guys and it was like an explosive disaster.
Well, watch when Matt Stafford has success for the next 2 years. There'll be some Matt Stafford envy, which is he gets this perfect offense, you know, this near perfect offensive coach, big, very highly aggressive. I mean, if Matt Stafford rolls this year, you think Aaron was bothered by Brady? What if Matt Stafford goes Detroit to the Rams with McVay and a GM Les Snead, who's constantly taking big swings? I mean, you can say what you want about Russell Wilson in Seattle. The Seahawks take big swings. Jamal Adams, 2 first rounders. I think what Aaron's looking at, could we take a swing here? Could we take a big swing? J.J. Watt's available. Make it happen. So, and that's where I do side with Aaron Rodgers, is his contemporaries are Rams big swings, Bucks big swings, you know.
And it's paying off.
Yes, and so aggressive is winning in sports. Dodgers big swings. Warriors big swings.
That's why I don't understand the negative reaction to it. Like, is it a you know, a little bit of power that you're giving up? Yeah, but sometimes if you give up power or you give up complete control, you're giving it to somebody who knows a thing or two. They're going to elevate you. You think Bruce Arians regrets giving Tom Brady a say in the organization? I don't think so. They have a Super Bowl.
Right.
They're running it back again this year. Everything is not a negative just because you give up a little control.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, think about this. So Aaron's first 3 years in the league, Joy, he sat.
Yeah.
So, and Favre cost them a lot of money. Ideally, Green Bay would have moved off Favre earlier. So Aaron's first 2 years of starting, they would have gone into free agency because they weren't paying Aaron everything. The way Green Bay works is the longer Aaron is there and Jordan Love sits, you're wasting years of Jordan Love's tiny salary. So in a perfect world, you're playing it safe by getting Aaron and having him sit. But what the Seahawks did with Russell Wilson or the Rams did with Goff is they play the quarterback early. You're not paying him anything. So we always kind of honor Green Bay's patience. But the value of a first-round quarterback is Baltimore's not paying Lamar Jackson anything. Buffalo's not paying Josh Allen anything. So you can just go get players. So that patience by Green Bay, there's a cost-benefit
right.
here. You're that's why I say, you're honestly, if Jordan Love can play,
you're better off playing him now.
Yes, because you could,
it's not, I shouldn't say wasted. There is a value to sitting and learning how to be a professional for a year.
But now,
like, everyone wants the Patrick Mahomes model. Well, Patrick Mahomes model isn't 3 years.
It was one. And
exactly.
So the next last 2 years, they go out and get a D4. They go. So this idea that Jordan Love's got to be perfectly ready. Any job you take in America, and I've learned this myself, you shouldn't be totally ready for it. If you took a job and you are ready to crush, then you took a job under you. You should be bailing water for the first 6 months. I have a friend that took a job at Google, and they told her, you're going to be lost for 6 months. And she's like, yeah, that's why I took the job. It's going to be hard.
To be a challenge.
I need to be challenged. So sitting Jordan Love until he's absolutely ready to play, what are you doing? If he doesn't play this year, you've wasted 2 years of potential free agent lottery tickets.
That's how Green Bay does business.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm about to blow your mind with this one.
What?
We have been mispronouncing Travis Kelce's name for his entire career. It took me a second, too. So let's just listen to the sound.
It's I got Kelce and then Kels. My real name is Kels. So, I mean, I just kind of roll with the punches.
I'm not going to call him Travis Kelce.
Listen, I know. I read the story and I was like, I don't even understand. Like, what? So how do you say it? So his brother, Jason Kelce. I'm sorry. I'm calling Kelce too. And I'm very particular about names. Like, I really like getting people's names right. So he said the confusion is their father, Ed, got tired of correcting everybody at work who called him Kelce. The correct pronunciation is Kelce, like he just said. But they've gone by Kelce their entire lives. He said the rest of the family uses the pronunciation. So they've gotten calls and texts from their family like, why are they saying our name wrong? But it's so Patrick Mahomes tweeted, you learn something new every day. Tyreek Hill said, so I've been saying his name wrong the entire time. And Travis responded and said, you've been saying it right, man. I go by both. One's my real name and one's my nickname.
Okay, I'm not calling the greatest tight end in league history Travis Kelce. That's not a good enough name. Kelce.
Kelce.
Kelce's got flavor to it. It's got.
Well, I don't know if they just submitted. Apparently, they just submitted to this is how people are going to pronounce it.
Can you honestly say, oh, I love that player. What's his name? Travis Kelce. That's not. I need something to.
It feels that way because you've been saying Kelce. But he's not demanding that we stop saying it that way. But now we know we're really calling him by his nickname instead of his actual name, which is Travis Kelce.
I'm not going to do it.
you're not submitting.
As a journalist, I'm not going to be
He said it's okay. Like, he has approved it. He has approved our use of Kelce.
All right.
But it was very confusing for me also.
I didn't need that story. It's
now it's going to be in your
my
head.
My mind is not able to.
I know. It bothered me too. So I felt like you should have to go through this with me as well.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
Escape QuickBooks quicksand with NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite's the number one financial system, offering one-of-a-kind control and visibility over your e-commerce and more. Get rid of QuickBooks. Go to netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D, right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts.
Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Probiotics aren't a trend anymore. They're a mainstay in the health and wellness aisle of your favorite store. And Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are the easiest way to introduce a probiotic into your routine. I mean, they're just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. But they still pack that probiotic punch. Each tiny pearl has 1 billion active cultures and protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they actually support both digestive and vaginal health, so that's a win-win. And according to my little fact sheet here, they're designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, so they can make it all the way to your small intestine where they're needed most. You probably didn't think we'd be talking about the small intestine today, did you? Well, digestive health is kind of important. If you know, you know. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
Good to have you in. I made my NFL predictions yesterday and today. Just because you're a playoff team doesn't necessarily mean you're a Super Bowl team. So we were going to play a game today. Is your Super Bowl window wide open, partially open, or closed? Here we go.
Miami Dolphins.
I'd say it's partially open. First of all, Tua did go 6-3. He'll be better. He is healthier. They added Will Fuller and Jaylen Waddle. So one of their weaknesses is they're not really explosive offensively. Now they will be on the perimeter. They've also upgraded the offensive line. So this was a 10-6 team. They should be better at quarterback. The question is, what's the ceiling? But if they stay healthy, it's an elite defense, an elite special team, and now an elite receiving core. So they are a playoff team that would need the right breaks. They're not going to Kansas City in a shootout against the Chiefs and winning, but it's partially open.
Speaking of Kansas City, the Chiefs?
Wide open, probably the most open. They were humiliated in the Super Bowl, so they'll be energized this year. They've reached the AFC Championship in each of the last 3 years. Mahomes is 25, Tyreek Hill is 27, Travis Kelce is 31. And they have the second most wins in the league since Andy Reid arrived. So it is wide open with a lot of excellent young players.
The LA Rams.
I think it's open this year. I do worry about their offensive line depth, but they've got stars. Cam Akers, Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Floyd. They had the number one scoring and the number one total defense this year. And they brought Stafford in because they thought they had a ceiling offensively. So it is open.
The Bills.
I think it's wide open, probably number two or three in the league. Listen, Josh Allen has improved every metric every year he's been in the NFL. They went and addressed their lack of a pass rush. Their secondary is good, but they can't guard guys forever. They got a slot receiver in Cole Beasley, a home run hitter in Stephon Diggs, and they are very well managed and coached.
The Washington football team.
I'm sorry, but I think it's closed. I just don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a legitimate Super Bowl quarterback, although I like him as a person. Their starting defensive line is made up of four former first-round picks. They will eventually get expensive. So either they're going to invest in the quarterback or they're not a Super Bowl team.
The Ravens.
I think it is wide open. Lamar Jackson has won 80% of his games. They're the only team in the league with a top three scoring defense in each of the last three seasons. He's 30-7 as a starter. Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown, J.K. Dobbins. They have similar aged players moving into their prime. So I think it's wide open, and I think the criticism of Lamar is unjust. He is 30-7 as a starter, significantly better than Tom Brady at this stage in his career.
How about the Green Bay Packers?
I think it's partially open. I don't think they're elite defensively, but Aaron's 37. Last year, he wants to play well. Matt LaFleur's 26-6. Devontae Adams is in his last year of his contract. So I think this is going to be a different looking football team in 1 year than it is now. I do not think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I think Aaron and LaFleur and Devontae Adams in a solid defense in a dysfunctional division makes it partially open.
How about the Colts?
Again, big advantage here. They're going to have a home playoff game because the division is just a bunch of nonsense, so it is wide open. They ranked top 10 in both scoring offense and defense last year. Lots of win in their division. They're going to be hosting a home playoff game. A lot of it comes down to Frank Reich and Carson Wentz. Can they rehabilitate his career? I think they will. I think Jonathan Taylor became what they were missing in previous years, a home run hitting running back.
The Browns?
I think it's partially open. I can't see Baker Mayfield hoisting a Super Bowl trophy. He did have 11 TDs and one pick over his last six games last year. So I think Stefanski understands what he can do and what he can't, so it's partially open.
And the Chargers.
I think it's open. We have a rookie head coach in Brandon Staley, but the bottom line, they have retooled the team weakness, that being the offensive line. Herbert off a record-setting season. And by the way, the Raiders and the Broncos are still wobbly, which could potentially be 4-0 against those two teams in division. We'll see you tomorrow in L.A. It's the Herd.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport.
Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.